This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, August 28th. God's word for you today is cold or hot? Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 3, verse 15 to 16. And it says, I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. As we approach the end of the year, I am usually pulled in two directions emotionally. On one hand, I am really excited about what God has done already, all the jaw-dropping testimonies, things that only God's favor can secure. I am excited because I know that it is just the beginning, and I am excited about all that God is set to do from now till the end of the year and beyond in Jesus' name. On the other hand, I am conflicted, burdened, even because, unfortunately, not everyone receives everything that God has for them in the year. And as a pastor, it is very heartbreaking because a lot goes into a year spiritually and otherwise. So to think that some people will not get the full benefit is saddening. But I pray and trust that God will give you the grace to receive everything that He has for you in the mighty name of Jesus. To a large extent, what really determines whether we get the full benefit God has for us is whether we are all in or not. In faith, in sacrifice, in giving, in prayer, whether we are all in or not is usually a determinant factor. There is a concept known as the duality of life, and it exists in every aspect of life. It is either day or night, either there is light or there is darkness. It is either that you are married or not married. Anyone that claims to be almost married is not married at all. It is either all or nothing. It is either you are pregnant or not. There is nothing like being almost pregnant. You are either male or you are female. You cannot be a female in a male's body or vice versa, like the world is trying to tell us. The duality of life is huge because when it comes to the most important things, there is no middle ground. It is either all or nothing with the things that matter most in life. However, I understand that some people are all or nothing people. And some others are gray area people. They believe that it does not have to be white or black. It does not mean such people are bad. Yet, regardless of our personalities, when things matter most, we all want all or nothing. When we want our closest relationships, we want all or nothing. If you have siblings, you want to know whether they have your back or not. If you're married, you want to have a spouse that is all in, not one that is in between. Everyone wants a spouse they can count on in times of trouble. Regardless of our personalities, no one wants a spouse who sits on the fence. None of us would go to a practice that claims they are medically legal firm. If you have legal problems, come. And if you also have medical problems, come. However, increasingly, there is a generation of people who want to stay in the middle, and it has birthed words like adulting, not yet adults, but in the process. People prefer to cohabit, no strings attached, just friends with benefits. The truth is that when the rubber meets the road, we all want the people who would have our back. God wants us to be all or nothing, hot or cold. Not in between. Let us pray. Father, help me to be committed to you and my relationships in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.